Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Poppy Tideman, at the recent Celtic Cup, you became feather number 229. For those that haven't been aware of your career to date, tell me a little bit about how you got started.
Yeah, so I began playing at school, obviously, and then enjoyed it from there. So then joined my local club. From there, I then trialled and was successful with Saracens Mavericks at the time in their under-17 team. I then progressed through their age groups to their under-19 age group. And then I moved to university. I went to Bath. So then I moved to Team Bath, where I then joined the under-21 team. Did that for a few years. And now I'm playing in part of the Team Bath Next Gen League, doing Prem, and then also playing with Wales. I think we're really lucky to still have Team Bath as a franchise, obviously, with everything that went on at the end of last season. I've really enjoyed my past few seasons with them. It's a completely different change of environment. So yeah, I think everyone in the whole franchise is so happy and thankful that we still have a squad. And obviously the new exciting Next Gen League as well. We're all really excited to get going. I think no one really knows what to expect this season, but looking at all the squads throughout the whole league, everyone's got a mix between like experienced and like youth players. Like for Bath, for example, we've got players like Phoebe who have had Super League exposure for the past 2 to 3 seasons. And then we've got players like Danny in our team, who's at first year of uni. So it's a real mix. So yeah, it's all really exciting, I think.
It's a great competition as well, Next Gen. Obviously, not just Bath, but Thunder have Jade. George Fisher is back at Mavericks as well. I expect as a player, you can't wait.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I think to play against players that like, I know I've looked up to, let alone younger players below me, to be able to play against them. Like I can imagine players within the Thunder age groups who are looking up to players like Jade Clark, training alongside them. It's something really exciting. I think something that everyone's really grateful for to be a part of this league this season.
Have you all got together yet as a group of players?
Yeah, I think with Bath, obviously, we've had a few players out. I think Ellen and I have been out, obviously, for a bit because we were doing a lot with Wales. And then got people like Phoebe and Alana who are away right now with England. So there's been a bit of like, we haven't had a proper full squad. I think all of us have been there, with a few players with injuries as well. But I think now we've got less than a month to go. So I think now we're kind of just solidifying the combos, still training hard. And yeah, we can't wait. We've got we've got 3-ish weeks to go.
It'll be round the corner. It'll be on us as soon as we know. These have a nice habit of creeping up on us. Is there any expectations you've given yourself?
I think it's so hard because like no one in the league has experienced this before.
Unknown.
Yeah, so we want to try and push. I think, well, I know I do, want to try and push for like top 4-ish. Obviously, again, we don't know what to expect. So I think right now we're just really trying to focus on being the best team we can be, and putting out performance in each game. Trying not to look ahead of ourselves and just, yeah, performing each game and just hopefully doing well this season.
If we go back to the recent Celtic Cup, obviously you came on in that final against Scotland, what was the initial call like?
Oh, it was amazing. I think I said to myself when I first trialled for Wales, like just to enjoy the experience, there were players like Leah, Beth, like I've genuinely looked up to since I was younger. So then to even training with them, let alone playing with them, was just an amazing experience. I'd never experienced anything like Celtic Cup before. Like I'd never travelled away for netball or anything like that. So yeah, I kind of just said to myself to enjoy the experience being in the company of like a great group of girls. So then when I got the call up to even be in the squad, and then when I got the nod to go and warm up, it was a really like proud moment. I think everyone at Wales made it a really like special experience and opportunity for me. So yeah, I was just so incredibly grateful.
And that would be quite similar as well if you maybe had a little bit of advice for youngsters in Wales wanting to play for their country.
Yeah, I'd definitely say enjoy it. I think you play your best netball when you're enjoying it. I think also just 100% stick at it. Like no path is linear. Like with any athlete, I think in any sport, there always will be like step backs, like no selections or anything like that. But it sounds cliche, but they really do make you stronger. You just have to like be patient, continue working hard, and then take any opportunity that comes your way.
And it would have been nice that you had a family and friends there as well.
Yeah, I think lots of us in the team actually had family and friends come up to Glasgow to support us. So we had our little crowd in the corner, which was obviously thankful in the Scottish crowd. And yeah, I was really lucky to have my family there to support me, who have supported me so much throughout my netball journey. Like, I fully wouldn't be where I was today if it wasn't for them. So it was a nice feeling, really rewarding to also make them be proud as I stepped on court.
Well, certainly handy playing Scotland, and you didn't have to travel halfway around the world as well. You made your debut now, really, for the Feathers, haven't you? And you're only just getting started in the mix, and in the mix for Feathers, really, 2025,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully. I think, yeah, I just kind of want to continue training with them. Like, I love being in the environment. The girls are so welcoming. I think I was really nervous the first time I went into my first camp because I was the newest one in the squad, hadn't been, like, throughout the Welsh pathway or anything like that. So I was really nervous, but I look back at it now and I fully don't know what I was so nervous about. The girl, I could not have walked into a more of like a welcoming and supportive environment. And I've only been with them for 3-4 months now, but I feel like I've improved so much as a player and a person just being involved in the environment. So yeah, I'm just really grateful to be part of the squad and can't wait to see where we go in hopefully a few years' time.
Fantastic, Poppy. Thanks for your time.
Lovely. Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.